John Boyd endorses Netanyahu, hails Trump's responsible peace plan. By Breitbart Jerusalem on February 3, 2020. Jerusalem, American actor John Boyd on Sunday praised President Donald Trump's recently unveiled peace plan and endorsed Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's re-election bid ahead of next month's vote. Voigt said that Trump's proposal, called Vision for Peace, is the first with feet on the ground. "It's the first one that's taken a responsible approach," he told the Al Jazeera. "Much truth has been spoken in it, and we have to accept the truth before we can make amends. And much harm has been done to Israel over the years. Many lies have been put in place and attacks have taken their toll. Much blood has been spilled." Trump's plan, which was rejected by the Palestinians, would see the establishment of a contiguous but demilitarized Palestinian state on most of the West Bank, with parts of eastern Jerusalem that are outside the Israeli security fence as its capital. Jerusalem would remain undivided and under Israeli control. Israel would be allowed to annex all Jewish settlements in the West Bank and Jordan Valley. Voigt also voiced his support for Netanyahu to serve another term as Israel's leader. "We send our prayers and we want people to know that Prime Minister Netanyahu loves his country as much as the people do," he told the paper. "He will continue to protect Israel and the people of this holy land. For this is where Moses left his ring, his love for the people of Israel. So let us stand with Netanyahu as we have with the President of the U.S., President Trump," he said, "for these men are men of honor, men of truth and men for the people of their countries. We ask all to see this truth. We ask all to open their hearts, and we say God bless all." Voigt also endorsed Netanyahu in the March 2015 elections. "I love Israel," Voigt said at the time in a video message. "I want to see Israel survive and not be overtaken by the madmen of this world." Voigt, a staunch pro-Israel activist, has frequently come to Israel's defense.